Do you have any idea, any other terms come to mind for those two long pieces that extend from the buggy that you back the horse between?
I know what you're talking about, but I haven't got the slightest idea.
You ever heard people say buggy shafts or something like that?
The shafts? Maybe so, but not a buggy driver myself.
Yeah. Well, say, talking about a wagon wheel right at the center of it.
Hub.
And you have the spokes going out from that.
Yeah.
And you would say the spokes fit into the
rim.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the rim of a wagon wheel being put together in sections? Maybe like two spokes go into one section of it and goes around like so? What about the term failure fella? Ever heard of that? Not familiar with that. Okay. Do you know what the trace is on the wagon are?
What you lead them with.
Okay. Those metal chains that come back. Do you know what they come back and attach to? That horizontal wooden piece that moves kind of like so, really, to keep the wagon from tipping over if the horse would make a sudden turn either side. Have you ever heard of a single tree or swingle tree? Not familiar with that.
And it's I guess education to itself. It's listening to you.
And if you had two horses, each with a single tree, I guess you're not familiar with what they would attach to.
Mm-mm.
Not double tree. I haven't heard of that either. Okay. This expression. Say if a man, you're sitting on your front porch, and a man came by with a wagon load of wood and passed by in front, and a little while later he came back with an empty wagon, and this process just kept up all day, you know, going back and forth with a load, come back with an empty. What would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
This particular verb, say if a tree fell across the road, blocking our way, take maybe a rope, tie it on it, and try to off the rope.
Drag it off the road.
Okay, that word drag, the past form. You'd say yesterday I off the road.
Dragged.
Okay, and I've plenty of times before.
Dragged, I guess. Drug, maybe?
Okay.
Have drug, I don't know. Drug, drag, drag. Drug, drag, drawn. I drug it across the road. I drank it across the road. I will have drank it across the road.
But you'd probably say I've
dragged or something like that. Okay. I feel very uncomfortable saying it.
Okay. So, getting back to farming for just a second. The thing that a farmer uses to break the ground the mm-hmm. first time before planting, you just call that a
wife.
And she would be using it.
You'd probably use a plow, wouldn't you?
Okay.
But if it has a specialized type of plow, it does chisel plow, it does it.
To break the ground for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
What does that thing look like? Do you ever know?
I don't know, but I think that's what you use the first time around. Or if you got real hard, you call it dynamite.
Do you happen to know any names for any other types of plows? Chisel plow?
Chisel plows? I'm not too sure myself. I know what a chisel plow is, because I got in a discussion with it. Actually, I think plows are sometimes not so much named, but are by the number of heads they have, like two-row plow, one-row plow, something like this. Yeah. I'm not too sure about that. I haven't got too much specialized knowledge of farming, the mechanical aspects of it.
Have you ever heard people mention a double shovel or middle buster or something like that?
Yeah. You know, things like that. You're right.
Which one of those?
Both of them.
Just say that for me so I can get the pronunciation.
Say them again so I can know what the hell you said.
Middle buster, double
middle shovel. Buster, yeah, middle buster. And a double shovel?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Do you have any idea what a farmer would use after plowing, maybe to break up the ground even finer?
Harrow? Okay. Maybe a tiller. I think a harrow is more likely a thing to be used. A disc harrow.
Yeah,
disc.
Have you ever heard of any other kind of disc harrow?